part two. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 91, part two of a three-part episode.
And John.
Scott.
The future is a joke!
It sure is.
Fucking A, man. These guys are prophets, Way of the Bob and
W-O-T-B.
His band.
W-O-T-B, yeah, no doubt.
Because they wrote this 5 years ago or
they
something,
writ
right? They writ it?
Yeah.
And right now is a joke, John. Right now!
Let it be written, let it be done. Let it be done like this. I love this tune. They tell you his mom left us a message.
Way of the Bob's mom?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
No.
Come
no.
on. You told me about Papooch's message.
Yeah. Want to hear it?
Papooch's or Way
no,
of the Bob?
The mom's.
Yeah, let's hear the mom's.
Here it is.
Hello, you two. It's me, Way of the Bob's mom. Or mum, or whatever you like to say. Just thought I better leave you a voicemail. I didn't realise I'd pressed the button, but that's my age. Anyway, keep the good work up. It's keeping me sane, and I'll listen to you on a weekly basis. So keep going. Bye.
That's out of sight.
It's totally out of sight. And the other thing is, I'm wondering if we turned the Way of the Bob's mom onto the Mediocre Show.
Right.
Will she now be a part of the Mediocre Nation?
Mm-hmm.
Will she wear a Mediocre Nation t-shirt? Huh?
Is there a nation?
There is a nation of mediocrity.
mediocrity. That's out of sight.
All right, man. So we had a gig last night.
Yeah.
How do you want to talk about the gig? Do you want to talk about it? I just want to talk about how tired I am.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about how, before we even get the gig going, Rick had a kid this week.
All right. We didn't even mention that.
Our guitar player, singer, 40 or 50, whatever years old he is.
He's up there, man.
He's up there. The wife pops out a kid on Tuesday or Wednesday.
I think it was Tuesday.
We have band practice Monday. Pops the kid out. He says, look, I don't think I'll be able to make it to practice Thursday. Fine. And then we're going to load up Saturday. And he rents bunny suits for us.
Because it's Easter weekend, John.
It's Easter weekend, right?
Right.
Christ rose from the dead, ascended to heaven.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
Duh.
Everybody who's going to be saved knows that, John.
Just
all the
case.
Resties are going to hell.
Hell, right. And and we're like, we'll worry about trying them on later. And then Rick's like, maybe we should try them on. So we try them on. Of course,
you and me,
not Rick.
Not Rick. He doesn't try his on.
Yeah, he's too cool. But he's got to go next door and knock on the door. To the neighbors next door, who happen to be, they sell pop, or they make their own, and they're smoking weed or something. They thought we were cops. And,
come on, man, spit it out.
Well, I had to switch the track.
Oh,
that
okay.
one was irritating me. So they come over, and here me and Scott are in bunny costumes.
Right.
White bunny costumes.
Little clown collar.
The clown collar, full head with
full
ears.
Full head with ears, yeah.
Pink ears. And Scott's is way too tight.
Way too small.
He's got camel toe going.
You know where my nuts hang.
We did get free pop, though.
We got free
pop. We're drinking
pop.
Some.
Yeah, it's good.
Drinking a...
I'm digging it. Hope we get a case. You had the... What did you have? They gave you the strawberry...
Cream soda.
Cream soda. Who had the strawberry? Was that Rick?
Rick.
Yeah, I want to try some of that. I'm not a big cream soda fan.
Blue raspberry now with Knob Creek. Blue Vietnam.
Vietnam.
But anyway.
Or Knob on the Rocks. Knob Rocks.
Right.
Nice. Oh, God.
The throw up. Yeah, so we had the bunny costumes for the show, and you found out that you had Rick's.
Yeah, you know,
oh, here's a funny thing.
I took mine off. Well,
didn't take it off
here's
yet.
What happened. I figure I'm going to go home. I'm going to surprise the kids with my bunny suit,
did
right?
Did you wear the hat?
I wore the hat,
home?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm driving around. I'm driving home, and people are pulling up next to me and looking at me, double takes,
like,
you know.
What the fuck is this guy?
So I went out of my way to make eye contact with people to see how they would react. They all turned away. They do not want to make eye contact with a bunny.
No doubt.
So I get home. I get home, and my wife and kids are not at home. And I'm like, shit, I got to take a piss. And these things zipper up in
the back.
In the
back, yeah.
So I panic. I start panicking. I'm like, I don't know how to. I'm going to get out of this thing without ripping it or taking some scissors and cutting a crotch hole so I could take a leak. So I call John on the cell. Maybe he's maybe he's driving through the neighborhood. He could stop by.
Ah,
I don't know.
Don't unzip you.
So, yeah. Hey, can you come over and unzip me, John?
Zip my back in.
So I call him up, and you came up with a brilliant idea, John. You said thread it with a coat hanger, you fucktard.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, okay, I gotta go. So I hang up, I run upstairs, I find the one coat hanger, because the wife likes to buy those big plastic ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 inches thick.
Those don't come in handy at
all.
So
I find the one I'm going to use, and I start bending the coat hanger the wrong way. I don't know what I'm like delusional. My back teeth are floating.
Ooh, ooh,
I'm starting to quiver. So then I bend it back, and I have to raise both my hands over my head, so my elbows are like pointing at the sky, trying to hook this thing.
Oh, please, God.
And my legs are quivering. They're starting to quiver. I'm using all my focus, trying to focus on holding the urine in my urethra and trying to thread.
You're doing the dance.
I'm trying to thread a coat hanger through the little hole of a zipper that's behind me. So I finally, I'm able to do it. And then there's a maneuver where I have to let the coat hanger drop and still kind of hang.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, please, please stay in there. Because I'm not going to be able to bend over and pick this fucking thing up. Because this bunny suit is so goddamn tight. So the thread hangs. I pull the coat hanger down. I whip it out. And it's almost.
It's like sex, right?
It is. It's almost. They say the closest thing to orgasm is sneezing. Because philosologically. What is the word I'm looking for, John?
Philosologically.
Physiologically. It has the, your heart skips a beat and, you know, whatever. But when you piss after waiting and holding it in, it's almost as good as orgasm, John.
It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I think if we ever were to develop prostate cancer and we start to, like, you know, your piss kind of doesn't come out in a stream.
Yeah.
It comes out in little spurts. I think you won't be able to tell the difference between orgasm and pissing.
ooh. That's out of sight.
That was out of sight, and it was just in the nick of time. So then I get the goddamn thing off, and the wife pulls up. So I put it back on really quick. I run downstairs. My nads are fully visible because this thing is so tight. The kids love it. They love it. Oh, that's so cool. I want to. Hey, can I wear the head? I want to try the head on. And my wife's looking at me like,
what the fuck's
idea was this? But when I did take it off, I noticed that they mislabeled the outside because I had Rick's costume. So I called him up. I'm like, dude, man, I think I have yours. So we made that switch, and I had a form-fitting bunny suit for the gig, John.
Oh, yeah.
Form-fitting.
Me too. Without the head, I look like a giant snowman.
The neighbor, what did he say, a polar bear?
Yeah. Oh, look out. Here comes a polar bear. Yeah.
So we go to Eddie's, Arlington Heights. There's really nothing to say.
Yeah, except the grand entrance. We decided to walk around the block.
Yeah, we walked around the block.
People are all
go
like,
through the front door.
What the fuck?
We changed in the back, which was kind of gay. Three guys in a little room putting bunny suits on.
Yeah.
And then, and we're trying to think of a video we can make with these bunny suits because we got to return them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we play the gig, and then we got to... It's hot in these goddamn bunny suits, and then we got to... take all the shit down and load it up, and I played like shit. I was calling out songs, and then I couldn't remember how to play them. I mean, it was horrible, John.
Don't
horrible
make me joke. Yeah, it was hard to play with that head on. I couldn't hear anything. It was like. What were we doing? Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. Heard it from another friend.
Yeah, everything was muffled.
Yeah.
Muff, John.
Once
muff.
I took that thing off, it was like, holy shit. I can hear.
But we really did dig the suits, man. We're going to have Rick see how much it would cost to buy them.
Yeah.
Because we could put little pouches and we could be kangaroos.
Yeah.
And we
I'm
could
getting udders.
It could be our uniform.
I'm getting udders put on mine. I got an old cow costume, and the rubber udders are still attached. I'm going to take them off and have them sewed on.
That'll be sweet, man. Should we
I'll
play
be a rabbit with teats.
Should we be bunnies at Arlington Park?
Yeah.
Or party in the park?
Yeah, and a fucking
90-degree weather. Yeah, that'll be great.
That's a great idea. Glad you thought of it.
Yeah, so gig-wise, I think a couple of the songs went over well out of the 50, 60 we played.
But a couple, two. No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was
the crowd just was lame. They are all like, okay, we got to go to church.
They kept looking at their watch.
Yeah. I got to go.
The two times a year I go to church, one of them's tomorrow.
Yeah. Go two times a year. Oh, I got to go to church. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to church and eat some ham. Eat some pork. Yeah, so that was the gig.
We got another one Friday, John.
But we got pictures. I got pictures. We got
and
video.
And we got video. So look out for that.
Yeah.
The video coming
soon. Coming soon to your neighborhood.
Owen, we just before the podcast, we discussed going to a Flash platform for the website.
Right.
And I don't know how long that's going to take, but I do have some more time.
Total nonsense so much.
To put that shit together.
That's out of sight, Scott.
I only saw one movie. It's not really worth mentioning at all. It was The Illusionist. You've seen that one, right?
Yeah.
I like Edward Norton. I thought he fucking phoned the performance in. And then Jennifer Beals, arguably one of the most attractive women today. And she's got to blow her lips up with Botox or whatever the fuck.
Blow her lips up.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
I mean, this is a stunning woman. No makeup, nothing. But she feels the need to stick shit in her lips to make them fatter. I don't get it, John.
What is it they put in there?
I don't know. Ask Angelina Jolie.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. Yeah, so the movie, the title is The Illusionist, right? So I'm waiting for the illusion. And the thing that really... I can't even think of the word. That sent it down the tubes for me. Or not sent it down the tubes, but when I knew the jig was up, when I knew what the hell was going on, was early on. Because the guy knows that the police are watching him,
right.
And then he stages this huge meeting with her when he knows they're watching. So I'm like, okay. Here's where the illusion starts, John. Yeah. Jennifer Beals, though. It's a hot piece of ass. Just stop injecting shit in your lips. Jesus Christ.
The lip shit.
Lip shits.
Well, we got like two comments, but I can't get Podcast Alley up. For some reason, it's down.
Save them for next week when we'll have one more. So that'll be
One from Lori. Said, get well soon, John. Don't let that tainted dog food claim another victim.
Oh, that's right. We had our own little April Fools last episode. That's right. You found a clip of a hot, or you made that clip of a hospital noise, and we told everybody that you were in the hospital.
Right.
And we've gotten a couple of people that were concerned about your well-being. One of them that you, a voice message, hopefully we'll bring that in next week.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to call him, or are we just going to let him listen
to this? No, he's going to keep calling Lutheran General to see if I'm there. Just let him keep calling. Right? Yeah. Why not?
Right. Right.
Why not? Right? Why not?
That is right.
What show was it? 90?
90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, here's a bit of it.
A bit. Because we're going to be using the time machine a little bit later on.
You think there's like a hospital policy against that?
Time machines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The background?
Not explicitly, I guess. Maybe they have something under non-medical devices.
The thing.
Am
We're
I
doing
talking
it,
now?
And I don't have permission from my doctor.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. Got the respirator going.
Did she unplug the time machine? Is that important, John?
No.
Okay.
That's not.
How about that?
What's the
huh?
thing that goes?
It's a respirator.
Oh, and then the beeping thing, that's the heart monitor?
Yeah, that's the EKG.
Then you had the murmurs of the hospital employees.
Yeah, I had two levels of murmuring.
That shit is producer of the year quality.
There was a hallway, like a hallway sound, and then every once in a while there would be a nurse that would walk in and say something and make a bunch of noise opening drawers. That's when I referenced, hey, keep it down.
Right.
Fucking nurses.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man.
It's out of sight.
So we got another gig coming up this Friday at the Hanson Brothers in Glenview, and we don't have to bring a PA.
Right. That's going to be out of sight.
That's the only reason I want to do this gig.
Yeah.
If we had to bring a PA, I'd be like, really? Do we have to already? Friday?
I know.
Please don't tell me we have to.
Please don't tell me we have to bring a PA. Well, you know, at one time we stopped like bringing this huge PA, and Phil, our old bass player, we just bring his. He had like a powered mixer and two speakers and two monitors, and that's it. Three mics.
Nice.
Done. No lights. Nothing. No nothing. That's it. We bring this giant fucking 300-pound power amp box with three crowns in it, man. Two power bass, power bass one, power bass two, and a crown 1200.
Lights, bunny suits, smoke machine.
And three guys. No roadies.
Arcos for the intro music.
Right.
I mean, we put on a production, John. It's not your standard run-of-the-mill bar band. It's
That's
a
right.
whole theatrical event.
That's right, man. For
That's
the
right,
fans.
John. All right, enough of that gig.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to throw up.
Got a couple of shit stories. These aren't personal shit stories, but they are noteworthy shit stories.
Whoa!
John.
Why is it so loud?
I don't know.
Hey!
I'm bringing Poopy back.
Yeah.
I got the goat's ass.
Yeah.
It's falling out my crack.
Good. Yeah. So good.
I got the Poopy.
I like it. I like it.
Take it to the bridge.
All right, our first shit story, John. An elementary school principal admits to throwing feces at a child.
That's Chio Scott.
A suspended Toronto elementary school principal has pleaded guilty to throwing feces. And in parentheses, they have excrement, in case you didn't know what that was. just say shit on a child. Marie Pantalone, 49, was charged with two counts of assault, one against a child and one against another, but only admitted to one of the charges.
Wow.
I couldn't take it anymore, she testified in describing the provocative circumstances leading up to the incident in June. But she agreed it wasn't in any way justified. And here's what I want to know. Okay, so these kids are ticking you off, right? When does this plan hatch that you're going to throw shit at them? When does that thought cross your mind?
I'm going to get them today.
Now, and even if it does cross your mind, then you got to start thinking about logistics, right? Okay, if I really want to throw shit at them, I'm going to have to go somewhere and shit in my hand. Put my clothes back on one-handed because I'll have shit in my hand and then throw it at them.
Sure, no bag?
They don't mention a bag.
Because I remember hearing a story on the radio once. Mm-hmm. I might have told this on the show before, where the guy went to a girl's house and it was a date, and she said, hey, yeah, he said, I got to use your bathroom. Okay, great. And he goes in there and he takes a dump. And she says,
that's what you do when you use somebody's bathroom.
He takes a dump and she's like, hey, by the way, the toilet doesn't flush.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he reaches in and grabs it with a piece of toilet paper and rolls it up in a bunch of toilet paper, puts it in his suit jacket pocket. And as he's walking out, he tosses it in the bushes, the log.
I think you did tell me this.
Did I tell you that story?
Are his initials SW?
No.
No.
Wilk? No, didn't do it.
Okay, it wasn't him? You'll have to tell me who it was later.
No.
I think you did tell me that. You know, when you first started that story, I'm like, yeah, okay, something about Mary. All right, that's a good one, John.
No.
Let's move on.
Was that in Something About Mary?
Well, he had...
Dumb and Dumber, I thought.
Yeah, that's right. Dumb and Dumber. I'm even dumbest. I'm the dumbest, John.
I'm the dumberest.
I'm more dumber.
No, I heard it on the radio years ago. I'll never forget that because I laughed so hard at this dude telling the story. It was Johnny B. He was telling the story about how him and his brothers used to take a bath together, and then he'd shit in the tub. And, yeah, and then some guy called up and told that story.
Wow.
He wrapped it up in TP and stuck it in his jacket pocket.
It's out of sight.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
All right, now, usually when we talk about shit stories, there's something that's funny.
You're going to call me honey, weren't you? Honey?
I put humorous and funny together. Honey? And they're at the expense of somebody else. Here is the first shit story that I know of, John, that is a shit story with positive overtones.
Connotations.
Very positive story about shit. Now, when I say that, what comes to mind? Does anything come to mind? How could a shit be positive is what you're saying to yourself, yeah. Right? You can't think of anything, right? Well, get this, man.
Get it.
A Chinese woman survived a plunge from a six-floor balcony thanks to a convenient pile of excrement. That shit, John, which broke her fall.
How big was it?
The accident happened when the woman was hanging out laundry on Monday in Nanjing, capital of the eastern province of Jiangsu. The Kuobu tabloid said on its website, workers happened to be emptying the building's septic tank, which had not been tended for in a long time, and had regularly blocked sewage pipes.
Oh.
She probably stretched too far and fell right on to a 20-centimeter-thick heap of shit.
Oh, nice.
The woman suffered slight injuries, the newspaper said. 20 centimeters thick. She must have hit it like a belly flop then.
Yeah.
Because if she was diving into 20 centimeters of shit, that wouldn't have been good.
No.
She must have been flat.
That must, well, you know, if it's not much of a splash, she'd probably get a 9.
And what a great story. You know, yeah. Next time she's at Thanksgiving dinner with her other Chinese relatives.
I'm here because I fell in shit.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for falling in a pile of shit. Do they have Thanksgiving?
Sure, why not?
In China?
Yeah.
Okay. We were telling this story today at, we had brunch at some restaurant, like 11 of us, and we're sitting there, and cousin Dan shows up, and he's late as usual, and we're talking about, I don't know, I did the rubber cross joke. It didn't go over too well. My mom was really pissed at me, man.
Oh, that didn't go over too well at the gig.
No,
either.
It didn't. That's when people started leaving.
Left. Because we had to fill in time. Rick was, what happened?
Yeah,
oh, his guitar went out of tune.
Yeah.
So we told the Jesus on a rubber cross joke. Half the place left.
I told it at brunch today, at Easter brunch. Not appropriate, I guess. My brother-in-law laughed his ass off. But nobody else did. So we started talking about hard-boiled eggs, and I said, yeah, in Japan, they, like, stuff them underground, and Cousin Dan says, no, that's Korea. I'm like, same shit. Oh, same shit. Oh, they look all alike, I guess, right? The Japanese and the Koreans and the Chinese, they're Asian, right? Okay, Mr. White Man. And then he notices there's a bunch of Japanese people sitting around us. He's like, oh.
So he can tell them apart is what you're saying?
Well, no. Later on when we were at my house.
I'd give him a quiz.
He explains how he had a similar situation. Him and his buddies were at a bar and a midget walked in. And they're looking at, and he was fascinated by this midget. And and while he's sitting there, he's all drunk, and his buddy's like, yeah, remember that guy? And, oh, yeah. And some girl said, you shouldn't be talking like that about midgets. And he goes, I love midgets. They're so cute. Do you want to pick them up, these midgets? I love midgets. And the guy's standing right behind him.
Nice.
And I said, did you turn around and go, you're an angry elf? Like an elf, remember that?
And he kicked his ass. Yeah, I remember that.
Anyways, when he told me that story, I was laughing pretty hard. He tells it better than me.
Well, I would have pulled up 6 different photographs of Asian people of Asian descent and told him, okay, tell me which one's the Korean, which one's the Chinese, and which one's the Japanese. Smart guy.
Smart ass.
Yeah, like you can tell them apart.
Fucker.
Fucking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was joking. He was giving me shit, you know.
Oh, just giving you shit.
He's always rip on his Florida Gators. I call them the Master Gators.
Yeah, they won the NCAA.
Yeah, whatever.
Cocksuckers.
Big babies.
Pole smokers.
Yeah, fucks.
State where Jebediah Bush was the governor.
Jeb. That's not why he's called Jeb.
I
he's
know.
Like John
I just
Edward
like to
Bush.
Say Jebediah.
He's a fucking Quaker.
I got a quick celebrity All story right. here, John. I don't know if you've heard this. Cruise, the man who would kill Hitler, John?
Oh.
A forthcoming film about Adolf Hitler's would-be assassin has sparked criticism from the dead man's family, descendants of Klaus Schenkgraf von Stauffenberg. Object to the choice of Tom Cruise for the lead role, fearing that the story will be turned into propaganda for the actor's Scientology beliefs.
Wow.
Isn't that out of sight, man? Out of sight. I'd be concerned, too. Yeah, it's a nice watch. That's all I have for celebrity news there, John.
I can't be chewing this ice. It hurts my teeth, man.
It's a bad broadcasting move, too. You can't communicate when you're chewing ice.
I know, sorry. I got to stop that. No more ice for me. It's going to be beer or something.
Beer.
Or straight whiskey.
Right.
Why don't we do like mediocre show and just do shots?
Fuck that.
year. There's what kind of shot are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to do some gasoline. All right.
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 How we doing on time there, Johnny?
We got 2 minutes.
2 minutes to what?
To
30?
32 minutes.
Oh, well, then we're right on at 30.
Right.
Right. Nice. All right, then. Let's take it to part three where we're going to...
I thought you had a science news.
I do have science news. Let me pick the best science story. I have four of them.
All right.
Let me pick the best one. We'll open up with part three. And then we'll get into the W, because I got some W clips, and we got some W news.
Yeah, I got some, too.
Nice.
We cutting out?
Yeah, let's cut out, man.
All right, we'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.